Hemi of Deluxe Home Care.
This is who?
Hemi.
I'm just trying to figure out who I missed a call from.
Sure. What's your name?
John Thompson. I've been pretty sick this week.
Oh, my. Hope you're feeling better.
You know, I don't feel worse, but I don't feel better.
Oh.
So at least we're not going down. We're leveling off.
Right. Wow. You got a call. When was that?
A couple of days ago.
let me see.
I think it would have been today's Friday. It would probably have been Wednesday.
Wednesday, yeah. It was actually me that called. I just wanted an update. Did you enroll for Medicaid yet?
I wrote down the numbers you gave me somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure where I stuck them because, like I said, I was in bed when you called. Maybe
right.
I better re-get that from you.
What's your name? Yeah, sure. I can give it to you again. Tammy.
Would you mind?
Yeah, sure. Let me know when you're ready.
I've had a problem with AFib for like 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I had an ablation surgery done like 20 years ago and thought it fixed it. But
wow.
It just made it so I didn't know I was going into it.
Mm-hmm.
So not this Christmas,
mm-hmm.
the Christmas before, I drove a bus,
mm-hmm.
and I had two accidents 2 days in a row.
Oh my!
And I have, you know, I've been a professional driver for 50 years. For me to have an accident 2 years in a row is unheard of. But what they discovered was that I'd been in AFib for over a month, and I don't know how they figured that out.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what they told me, and they immediately put me in the hospital, put a pacemaker in me.
Oh, wow.
And it's made it so I feel like living. It's made all the difference in the world, but It affected my short-term memory, something pathetic. I forget things. I remember talking to somebody, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's all just kind of, I remember it, but I don't really remember it, if you know what I'm saying, Tammy. So that's why I really think I need some help, because trying to live here by myself, I'm forgetting stuff and not even knowing I'm forgetting stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Yeah, so we need you to, you know, enroll into Medicaid so we can get you the home care services.
All right, so.
Yeah. Are you ready for the number?
I'm ready for you. I want to put your number. I've got Tammy written down.
Yeah, that's our agency. That's our agency
number. What
number
is? You haven't given me a number yet.
Yeah, so let me give you.
I put a number to get back to you on. Is that this 314 number?
Yeah, that's my number. That's our agency number.
314-501-2507.
Mm-hmm. 2507.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's our agency number. And let me give you the Medicaid
number. What agency
number.
Is this? What
this
agency
is Deluxe. Deluxe. D-E-L-U-X-E.
Okay.
Home Care.
Got it.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can have.
You
that
guys are
now.
In St. You're in St. Louis.
What is it?
Are you in St. Louis?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're at least in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm talking to somebody from one of the other coasts, anyway. All right.
No. Okay. Yeah. Are you? Let me give you the Medicaid number where you can enroll.
I'm gonna put a separate paper with Medicaid.
Yeah, that would be great.
MEDICAID enrollment. Medicare enrollment number is?
Yep. It's 855.
373.
4636. Yeah, that's the enrollment number. There might be another number that you can try. if you can't really get through to anyone, a customer service number. You can write that down as well. That's customer service, the second number.
And that was an 800 number, if I recall.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The 800 number.
I remember talking to you.
Right, yeah, we spoke.
I remember having this exact conversation. It's like I'm having a deja vu.
Yeah.
800 what?
800-392-2161.
All right, well, I'm going to jump on this, and I'll call them as soon as I hang up from you.
Okay, Taylor. Great. Okay, we'll be in touch.
And then I'll let you know what I find out after I talk to them.
Yeah, okay, that's great.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.